Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know
that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. Let's take a journey. Let's take a walk in prayer. Let's go before the throne of God, and then we'll continue our walk through the discussion of anxiety. What is anxiety, and why I'm experiencing anxiety at certain times. We're going to begin this topic on today, and we're going to, on our next broadcast, we will continue the discussion on anxiety, which will be on next week, on next Wednesday. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and the mighty things that you have done, and great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. Now, Lord, we thank you for our radio audience. We ask you, God, to bless them and to keep them. Father, we ask you, God, to let your face shine upon them. We ask you, God, to bless them and they're going in and they're coming out. I ask you, Lord, even today, God, to give them revelation, illuminate their thinking. Father God, cause them to have a breakthrough. Cause them, Father, in the name of Jesus, to receive all that you have for them this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, you are listening to the Crossroad broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the bold, beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want to talk about today anxiety. Let's begin talking about Ron. Ron was a 20-year-old young man. Ron was handsome, and he was very much liked among his friends. Until he recently, he was enrolled at a business major, as a business major, in the Middle Western Christian College. In the midst of his sophomore year, just a week before final, he dropped out. He couldn't handle the anxiety. He told his family doctor after arriving home, after he decided to go back home and had come to the doctor, he let him know that he could not handle the pressure, the anxiety that he was going through. During the test, he would break out in a cold sweat. His mind would go blank, and he would forget everything that he had studied. And after being at home for a while, he stopped going to the lectures. They were too scary because he was afraid that he might forget something that would be on the test. And by the end of the quarter, he was uncomfortable even going to the academic building. That just shows you how much anxiety that Ron was experiencing. He stopped going to the coffee shop because he was afraid that he would meet one of his instructors, one of his teachers, so he just stopped going there. And then by the end of his time at school, he was almost too anxious to leave his room. That's a bad situation. That's something that he was experiencing that he did not know how to handle what he was going through. Ron was a Christian. He had a marker, matter of fact, in his Bible. And in that Bible, he, if you would look in his Bible at Philippians 4, he had underlined the scripture, verse 6 and 7. And that scripture was said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So, at the end, also that scripture says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, with God, your heart, and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, just in case you didn't have a Bible and you didn't quite get what I just said to you, I wanted to you to underline that in your Bible, because I believe that sometimes that we go through things and we don't have the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to seek his help in the time of stress and the time that we go through. And let's face it, all of us have had stressful times, stressful days in our lives. That's something that we can never say that we have never had a stressful moment. But he had, because the word of God tells us in verse 6 and 7 of Philippians 4, it says, do not be anxious about anything. That's God giving us an instruction. That is something that once we read the word of God and we are going to be obedient to God, to let us know not to be anxious about not something, but the word of God says anything. And I just believe that God is speaking to us today that we don't have to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. And that's when we pray. That's when we go before God. That's when we make our petition before God. We have to do it with thanksgiving, and we have to present our request before God. And the word tells us, and the peace of God was transcend all understanding, all the understanding, anyone understanding, will guard your heart. And that's what we need. We need God to guard our heart. We need the peace of God that the enemy would not come in, cause us to be stressed, cause us to have that anxiety, cause us to have to deal with a lot of fear. Because when we began to deal with a lot of fear, we know that the enemy have really stepped in and tried to make us become fearful. But the word tells us that God would guard our mind, guard our heart. He would guard your heart, and he would guard your mind in Christ Jesus. And I believe that that's something that we should underline and something that we should put it in our remembrance bank, something that we should be able to repeat, because of the fact that it's going to help God. It's going to keep that safety zone and keep us covered, that we don't have to be stressful, that we don't have to go through certain things in our life. But then the word tells us to do these things so that we can have a covering. But despite of his prayers, and we talk about Ron, in spite of his prayers, Ron, he didn't feel any peace. In contrast, he felt panicky as he anticipated looking for a job. He was panicked. He didn't know what to do. So therefore, this was the time he was out of school, and he needed help. He needed not to be under that bondage, under that fear, under that doubt about himself, even about God. Well, what if nobody would hire him? This is one of the things that he thought about. Somebody may not hire me, the people that I put in my application, the people that I am expecting to get a job, they may not hire me. But one of the things that you got to think is, what if they do? I think a lot of times it's a trick of the enemy that tries to make us feel insecure, try to make us feel not at peace. And that's why we want to talk about anxiety this morning. He thought about what if he couldn't find a job, and that made him very anxious because if he knew he didn't have a job, he knew that he could not work. The doctor prescribed antidepressant medication for him and suggested that he contact a counselor. The calming effects of the tranquilizer enabled Ron to make an appointment with the counselor. And together, Ron and his counselor will try to understand the reason for his intense in anxiety. Again, people go through anxiety, but you don't have to continually to live. You don't have to continually to struggle and to go through it by yourself, or to continue to have this restlessness and not to have peace. Well, when he got to see his counselor, when he got to see the counselor, they would consider a way to relax him, to cope, for him to be able to cope with his stress, with the stress that he was going through, including the stress of the new job. Ron's parents accepted the idea of counseling, but they were impatient people. Have you ever seen parents that wanted the best for their kids, but yet they wanted to get it now? They wanted them to be somewhat like maybe if they was both educated and they had no problems or seemed to have no problems in their career, then they want their child to go through the same thing. They don't want them to have to go to experience the things that Ron was experiencing in his life. When we can understand this, when we look at his father, not that it was right, because it certainly was not. It put pressure on the person that they are trying to please, or on their education themselves. Well, Ron's father, he was highly successful. He was a big achiever. He had he had a great business career, and he was one who liked to see things done quickly, and that's why we can understand why Ron may have been trying to please his father. And I think that parents, if you are a parent and you have a child, you should try to understand that although they're your children, they may not be exactly like you. Sometimes it may take time for them to get to the level that God would want them to finally achieve. And then, too, that's something that you may want them to achieve. But we see that Ron's father didn't have the patience with him because he wanted him to do it quickly. So he had little patience with the idea of his son not seeing some of the help that he really needed. He really didn't want him to see a strength. And he didn't want Ron to go and to get the type of help. He agreed to it, but that's not, you know, probably in his mind, he's thinking, you know, it didn't take me to go to a shrink or to a counselor and to get through my college career, and why should it take my son to do the same thing? All he wanted him to do was to get on with his education, to go ahead and to complete his education so he could have a career. But it doesn't always happen like the just want it to happen. And that's one of the things I want to tell you today. And if you're a parent, you've got to give your time and your children that space and that time. And you got to give them the understanding so it'll make it less stressful for them, where they know that you have their back, where they know that you are with them, and that no matter what the struggles that they may be going through, that you are understanding and that you have some, given them some kind of encouraging remarks that that they can know that, okay, Dad, Mom held my back. I know that I'm in college now. I know and realize I'm no longer a child, but I am having some problems, having some issues. I'm having things like some strongholds in my life that I need some help. So here we see that that Ron needed help from his father. His father didn't have the patience that he should have. Ron believed that his father was the cause of some of his anxiety. And that's what I was saying earlier, that sometimes those that are around about us and those that have great expectation for us in our lives, they can be a part of the problem. Every father and every mother, and I can say the majority, I believe, they want only the best for their children. They do care. They want them to succeed in life. But sometimes it doesn't happen at the time that you think that it should happen. So why don't you just be a little bit more patient and understanding with your children so that they can succeed and that they can have that time to go forward. Ron, while he was there, he thought that his father was, as I said, was part of him having problems with him anxiety. He knows that his anxiety could be also a physical basis, but he also wondered if a lot of the problems come from the pressure exerted by his well-meaning but impatient and insensitive father. And those things that that's very important that we note these things, that when a person can be so well-meaning but yet impatient and insensitive to your children. We want to, in our studies about anxiety, we want to be able to talk about in this discussion when we move along during the next few weeks. We want to talk about anxiety. We want to talk about the cause of anxiety, the effects of anxiety. We also want to talk about anxiety, stress, fear, phobia, and tension. When we, on those last five words that we talked about or brought up, these words, they have different meanings, but they often are used interchangeable to describe one of the century's most common problems. Anxiety has been called the official emotion of our age. The basis of all neurologists and the most pervasive psychological phenomena of our time. So it is the basis of all of the most pervasive psychological phenomena of our time. It is as old as human existence. So it's been around a long time. People have been going through it for a long time. But the complexity and the pace of modern life have asserted us to its presence and probably increased its influence. In other words, it is not decreasing, but it has a tendency to increase in the lives of many people today. And if it has been around for a long time, it seems like that it should be better and people should recognize it. And if we, as this morning, we want to bring it to the forefront, that what it is and the signs of it and how and why people go through it and what caused it, this stress like Ron was going through. Anxiety is an inner feeling of apprehension. It's a feeling of uneasiness. It's a feeling of concern. It's a feeling of worry. And it's a feeling of dread. And this is accompanied by the heightened physical arousal. In time of anxiety, the body appeared to be on alert, ready to flee or flight. The heart beat faster, blood pressure and muscle tension, it does increase. Neurological and chemical changes, it does occur. Sometimes occur with, you know, at that time. And I also like to say that sometimes you may feel perspiration may appear. And the person may feel faint, jumpy, and unable to relax. How are you experiencing these things? Have you been around people that are experiencing some of the things that we are speaking of this morning? So we want to talk about this. I want to put it out there because of the fact that many people have, especially in the day that we are living in, they are experiencing anxiety. Well, anxiety can arise and respond to some specific indelible anger or danger. Something that they about to experience, something that is about to happen, and something that they think that is about to happen to them. When we think about and read about, many writers call this fear rather than anxiety. Or it may come in reaction to an imaginary or unknown threat. You may be imagining. It may not be real. It may be imaginary, or it may be an unknown threat. The latter kind of anxiety has been termed free-floating. The anxiety person senses that something terrible is going to happen, but he or she doesn't know what that is and why. Normal anxiety comes to all of us at times. And usually when there is some real threat or situation, situational type danger, most often this anxiety is proportional to the danger, and the greater the threat, the greater the anxiety. It is anxiety that can be recognized involves intense exaggeration, feeling of helplessness. And there are people that have felt very helpless. They felt that they didn't know what to do. They felt that it was out of control of them controlling, because they didn't know what to do. No matter what, you know, it could have been something that in their finance, that they have lost control of something in their family and their home or on their job. Like Ron, he it seems like it was, everything was going well at the early part of his life and experience in college. But it seems like things began to get out of control when he thought that he had everything in control. It actually got out of control, and that was, he began to experience this dread of that he was going through. And it has been said by many counselors believe that this anxiety cannot be faced squarely and dealt with rationally because it may arise from an inner conflict that are not that they are not conscious of. So we see this young man that started out so very well, young man, 20 years old, and as I told you before, he was a handsome young man, and everyone liked him. Everyone got along, seemed to have gotten along with Ron, until something happened in his life when he had enrolled as a business major in the Midwest Christian College. Sometimes things in our life, you know, cause things to happen. Turn of life, career, jobs, going to college like he did, because it seemed as though he was well-liked. Everything was going quite well with him. He didn't have any stress, you know, really stress in his life. But then later, after he had enrolled in college, in the Midwestern Christian College, he began to have these issues, began to have these problems. And as we said before, this young man was a sophomore, and before his mid-finals, before his finals, he dropped out. That was something that was very unusual to a certain extent, and that was something that was out of the ordinary, and it's something apparently out of his control, that he couldn't handle it. So he decided that he wanted to go, and that's when he wanted to go. He wanted to went home, and he told his family after he arrived home of what had happened. And during that time, he explained to them, and I just want to make this, you know, let you know, because so many things may be happening to you, and it's not a lost cause, not something that you cannot contend with, because you can, because I like some of the things that he did do and say, but he had to, one of the points is that he had to come to the conclusion and to come to himself that that he could not handle it. Sometimes it takes more than us doing anything, and that's one of the things that we have to consider in our mind. What happened to Ron was that when he was taking the test, that he broke out into this cold sweat, remember, and his mind would go blank. You ever been at that situation at that time that you're trying to think of something and your mind just go blank? And he just forgot everything that he had studied. Not that he didn't study, but he just forgot everything that he had studied. After he had been at school for a while, he stopped going to the lectures. They were so scary because he was afraid that he might forget something that would be on the test. And I think, you know, in the natural kind of fear, sometimes when we experience things in our life, and we've been in school and we have taken a college or whatever it may have been, or on our, maybe on a job, and sometimes that the enemy try to bring fear to you, and if you let it take a stronghold upon you, it will make you forget everything that you thought that you knew, because that fear had gotten really control of you. So as we know, by the end of that quarter, he was very uncomfortable and he didn't even stop going to the classes. He wouldn't go. He wouldn't go to the coffee shop, as we said before, and he just the reason why he didn't go because he felt that he might meet some of his teachers. So he was very anxious that of that. And the last thing that I want to kind of mention is that on this topic, on this situation about Ron, Ron was a Christian, and he, matter of fact, he had a marker, as we said before, he had this marker in his Bible, and the marker was on, he had underlined Philippians 4, which I want to leave with you on today. And when he had underlined verse 6 and 7, again, Philippians 4, it says, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for the topic anxiety. And Lord, even as you allow us to discuss the topic anxiety, Father God, even in the upcoming weeks that we talk about the causes of anxiety and the effects of anxiety, we pray that you will give us that revelation knowledge even more and give the people what they need, that they don't have to fear, God, that they don't have to lose control, and God, that they can realize that you are in control, and God, that you are the Alpha and Omega, you are the beginning and the end, you are the first and the last, you are the true and the living God, and God, let them realize, God, that all power belongs to you. And because all power belongs to you, and that you have all power in your hand, and because, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of thing, and because, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do, God, let them know that they don't have to walk in fear, unbelief, and that they can trust you, that they can trust you with their heart, mind, soul, and spirit, even as your word says, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and to lean not to thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge you and that you will direct our path. Father, this day we pray for those that are going through anxiety. Father, the stronghold of anxiety. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, those that are having other infirmities or, God, any kind of sickness, Lord, any kind of disease, God, any, Father God, pressure, anything, Father God, that seems that they cannot handle and seems, Father God, that they cannot get through. Father, I pray the peace of God upon them even this day, the peace of God that will surpass all their understanding. And, Father, we just thank you right now. Father, heal bodies, mind, soul, and spirit. And Father, for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we thank thee. You have been listening to the Crossroad broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer for you. May he keep you and may he bless you in your going in and in your coming out.